I was asked about the minhag that many mo'alim have when they come to do a bris milah, that they will, certain parts starting with v'charosim ha'bris, they'll finish off the psukim de zimra in responsively, at least saying certain psukim out loud and in more of a celebratory fashion with the shliach tzibur, or perhaps, as we'll see, maybe that's not the original minhag, why they do it. So obviously, when we start with v'charosim ha'bris, so that has a strong allusion to the bris milah, although, it says specifically that v'charosim ha'bris, let's say that's Eretz HaKnani, etc., right? So that's referring to the bris made with Avram Avinu to give him Eretz Yisrael. Now, obviously, one of the important brisos was the bris ben Abisarim, and another bris was the bris milah, obviously. So there were many brisos that Avram Avinu had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the bris milah is going to be front and center of many of those covenants that we have. Now, there may be earlier mentions of this minhag, but the Magen Avram in the Halachos of Psukim de Zimra in Simen Nun Aleph Sif Katan Tes just comments on the last line of the Shulchan Aruch. Really, Meikar Hadin, there is no chiyuv to stand for any of Psukim de Zimra. But the Shulchan Aruch does mention at the end of Siv Zayin, V'nagu lamod kisha omrim baruch sha'amar v'yivarech David v'yishtabach. There is a minhag to stand for these three things, that when you say baruch sha'amar, v'yivarech David, and yishtabach. So there, on that line about v'yivarech David, so the Magen Avram in Sif Katan Tes writes that he has a comment beforehand, and then he says, "Timati al shenagu biyom amila." So I'm perplexed by this minug that exists on the day of the bris milah. Sheomer hamoel v'charos, that the moel jumps in and he takes over for v'charosim ha'bris. Umechalik tzas psukim, and he divides up some of the psukim. Daha amin and sof per kama de brachas kol pas de lo paski Moshe bo reisa. Lo paskinan, right? So there's the famous tongue twister that the Gemara has, that called psuka de lo pasik Moshe Rabbeinu, anan lo paskinan, right? That we don't divide up psukim differently than they are divided up in the Torah. He says, I am ashkasavti, tafkaf beis, siv gimel. So he says, v'nira li hatam, I believe the reason is, da'aminan besota, Moshe Omar ashira la Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, ashira la Hashem. V'heim amru ashira l'Hashem, meaning when it comes to Az Yashir, that's the way it was said. It was said responsively, as the Gemara tells us, that is a machlokas exactly, right? If you look in Rashi on Az Yashir, he quotes that machlokas exactly. How did the Bnei Yisrael just repeat after him? Or did they just say ashira l'Hashem every time? It's machlokas in the Mishnah. So basically, imkein mitchila nemar, Paske, or I don't know if it's psukkidi, paske, he says it was said in short stints responsively. So it wasn't like Moshe Rabbeinu said it over the first time in lengthy parts. He said it over in small verses. Lachain ananami aminin osakach. Right, so he says that this is the way we say it as well. And then he points out it just a couple of other problems where we seem to be dividing up psukim. And there are many cases in Jewish practice where we seem to be dividing up psukim. Some people are more makbid about it than others. But at least what we see from here is that this was a minhag that the moel would take over from v'charos imo habris. This was a fairly common practice in those days. Now, if you look in probably is the most complete sefer that discusses all inyanei bris milah, is a four-volume work by famous Maul. I don't know if he's still alive. I assume he is, but I don't know for a fact. But there's a famous Maul in Israel. They call him Yasala. I forgot his last name, but he has a four-volume set called Otzer HaBris, which is anything and everything you ever would have wanted to know about the halachos and the minhagim of bris milah. So there, in the sefer Otzer HaBris, he has a footnote on this minhag, and he writes, he quotes it from a sefer Bris Avos, right? He quotes the Magen Avram that we just mentioned. He mentions it from the Derech HaChaim as well, which is the Nesivos' sefer on this halachos. And So he says that what is the reason why we sing this? He says, look in Medrash Rabbah, Sashira Zos, Noyim Anu Lomar Shira, Lefanecha She'anu B'nei, She'ein Banu Tuma. Right? So he says, we are worthy of saying Shira to you because we don't have Tuma anymore. V'harei Amila Me'ida Aleinu She'anu Tahorim. Right? He says, what is the proof that we are Tahor? It's our Bris Mila. So if you look in that Medrash over there, I think it says it a little differently than he's quoting it. But nevertheless, it's basically the idea. Let me see if I can find it. Lekach nemar. Oh no, that's pretty much the lashon of the Midrash Rabbah. Lekach nemar sashira hazos. That's why it says this shira over here. The Midrash gives a mashal prior to that of somebody who became tor. Mashal isha shahisa nida hishlima yemeni dasa v'tara basa etzol isha v'amr la. That means she comes to her husband and after she finishes purifying herself from the tumas nida. And she says to her husband, Amarlah, Ma, mi meir alecha shetiharta. Who's going to testify about you that you were actually mitari yourself? Amarlah, harei shivchasi meida shetiharti lefaneha v'tavalti. He says, my shivcha escorted me there and I went to the mikveh in front of her. Lekach nemra sashira hazos. And that's why it says over here, sashira hazos. Noyim anu lomar shira lefanecha she'in banu tuma. It's like us coming to the Rabbonu Shel Olam and saying, we are worthy of saying shira to you because there's no tuma in us. V'harei amila me'ida aleinu shana tarim. We have the bris mila to testify about us. Lekach nemra sashira hazos. Vein zos elamila. And the word zos alludes to the bris mila. Shenemar zos brisi asher tishmeru. As we have like a sort of exe reshava, zos zos, by Avraham Avinu. Right, so this is the idea that the Bris Mila is like our aid, that we are worthy of saying the Shira of Az Yashir because we have the Zechus of the Mila. He quotes a Pirish on the Medrash of the Radal. I assume he's referring to Rav David Luria, the very end of the 17, early 1800s, was a great Rav in White Russia. So he says that the Radal explains, Mikan Shorish Leminig, Shah Sandik Vahamoel, Omrim Az Yashir Bekol Noyim Vizimra. So you see, in the times of the Radal, at least where he was living, and this is a couple hundred years after the Magen Avram, he says the minig was that the Sandik and the Moel would switch off saying it responsively. So basically, you either have the Moel himself, is the way the Magen Avram quotes it, or you have the Sandik and the Moel. I've never actually seen the Sandik do it with the Moel, but it could be I wasn't paying such close attention. I always thought it was the Shliach Tzibur and the Moel switching off from the Psukim. And they would say, Az Yashir Bekol Noyim Vizimra. They'd say it in a nice singing voice. And then he quotes from the Sefer Olalos Ephraim, which is more of a, I think, a Musar Sefer. I never learned the Sefer properly, but I have looked things up in it. But the Sefer Olalos Ephraim from Ephraim Zalman Margolios. So if you look over there, it's in Chelek Gimel, Amud Yud Gimel, Maimer Tuf Yud, and Tuf Yud Aleph. You have these two things back to back over there. Tuf Yud is called Bezechus Hamila Nikra Hayam, that the Yam split. He quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma over there that why do we start Az Yashar with the word Az? Because Az is a gematria of 8, and 8 is referencing the Bris Mila, and that the, right, he quotes it over here, Davracher Az Begematria Shmona Amar Moshe Bezechus Hamila Shanasna Bishmona Nikra Hayam. Right, so he says that this was the zechus that the Yam Suf split, and then in Tuf Yud Aleph he writes, Vayishma Yisro, why did Yisro come? So he quotes the Medrash, he quotes Rashi over there that he heard about Kriyas Yam Suf and Melchemes Amalek, etc. And over there as well, he says Nira Lafar Shabal Litin Tam Al Shabal Yisro Lehimo Lisgayer Ulenichnas Takas Kanfei Ashchina. Tachas kanfei ashchina ma ra yisro lihimo leskayer, right? Umashmua shama sheshama kama gadol kocha shel mila, right? He heard about the greatness, the great koach of the bris mila, and he wanted to have a part in that as well. So again, we see that Az Yashir is a remez to the bris mila, and therefore, obviously, b'charos hima bris through the end of Az Yashir, at least parts of it, the minig is that the mol should take part. And because he is, you know, one of the, and the Bala Bris, the Sandik is the Bala Bris, and he takes a part in it as well. All right, and there are others who complain about the fact that we split up Sukkim. They're not buying the reasoning of the Magen Avram, so I don't know. I have to pay closer attention when I hear them all do it, whether they actually break up the Sukkim or they each go pasuk by pasuk. I always thought they went pasuk by pasuk, but I could be mistaken. And there are a couple of other sources that he quotes here in the Otzer HaBris, but that's basically the yesod. That, so we see that this is a very well-sourced minug, and you know, and there is at the very least there are midrashim to rely on that the sluchos of the mila is represented in the Choras Yom HaBris and Az Yashir, and therefore you know, certainly anyone who wants to observe it, it's certainly you know, seems like a very worthy practice.